Spot with Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Now, this topic today is a really good one. It's called Mythbusters.
Mythbusters, exactly.
I think the idea is we're going to look at a few things that people probably think or they may know, and you're going to say whether they're a good idea or not. Am I on the right track
here? Absolutely, absolutely. All right, let's take the your customary shop or supermarket, and up walks a dog owner with his dog, ties the dog to something outside, and then goes in and does the shopping.
Like a signpost or
like
something.
Like a signpost.
And the dog looks very sad, and they sit there and wait.
They do. Now, most people would think, oh, yeah, there's no stress for the dog. Actually, there's a lot of stress for most dogs being left in that environment, predominantly because all of a sudden they're separated from their owner. They don't know the people milling around them. There's other dogs that are in the environment. There's cars. There's shopping trolleys. Now, that's stressful for a service dog, let alone your pet dog.
And they don't know how long the owner's going to be.
Exactly right. They don't know. And they've got no way of running away if something frightens them. So you've kind of put them in a position where they can't, if there's a stressor, they can't flight. So what other options have they got? They either internally implode if something goes wrong, or they might bite and react to what's going on. So definitely a no-no. It's not safe for the dog. If you're ever watching a dog that's been left by their owner, you'll see them yawn, and that yawn is what we call a stress yawn. Okay. It's actually really stressful for dogs.
What about if people come up and pat the dog when they're waiting? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Not really, especially when the owner's not there. You don't know if that dog might not be really good with children.
Yep.
Or might, because they're stressed, you're coming up and the dog doesn't know whether you're a threat or not. So the dog might be reactionary to
yep.
you because they're already in a state of stress.
All right, that's number one. Number two, I think my writing's terrible. I think it says dog on lead. Is that right?
Dog on lead. Yep, there's a common, you know, especially in the country, we all love to have our dogs off lead and let them have a run around. And that's fantastic. But what a lot of people don't know is the minute you take that lead off, the dog is no longer under your control. And if something goes wrong, you're liable. So it's a really dangerous thing. We had a family many years ago who spent thousands and thousands of dollars training their dog through to about age four. They were at the lake one day and another dog was off lead, came over and attacked that dog, and all their work and effort now had gone out the window because now their dog was scared of other dogs. So be respectful.
Yep.
We all want to have our dogs out with us, but make sure that they're on the lead for their protection and yours.
Next one is, we've mentioned about this before, is a dog on the back of a ute and also dog with their head sticking out the window when the car's driving along. And this is a bit of a no-no, isn't it?
It is a bit of a no-no. Yeah, if you go on YouTube, you'll see lots of different videos of dogs hanging their heads out the windows and on the back of utes. What people don't know is that dogs have three eyelids, officially three eyelids, and when they've got their head out blowing in with the wind blowing into them because of the car moving, they can get a lot of dirt and a lot of you know, just particles that are in the air, and it can damage their eyes, cause eye infections, and it can cost you a fortune at the vets. So if you want your dog to be able to smell stuff, open the window a tiny bit so the air can come in, but try not to let your dog be able to be outside when a car's moving because it's not good for them.
When I was younger, Joe, I always thought it was funny that if you blow it to a dog's face, they hate it. Yet they stick their head at the window and they love it. I could never work out why there's a difference.
They do it because they love all the smells that are coming in.
Yep.
So they want all that information, but it comes at a cost.
And just finally, dog at parks.
Dog at parks. So dog parks are a great addition to our community. But often you'll find that some owners will grab a coffee on the way, they'll let their dog off, and then they just drift on their phone or the paper. That can put dogs under lots of stress, especially if there's a bully in the park. So if you take your dog to a dog park, really watch your dog. If you see dogs trying to bully them or your dog seems stressed, now's the time to intervene and just make sure that your dog's okay. Lots of dogs get injured and attacked at dog parks, so it's really important that you pick your times and you make sure that you're constantly observing your dog.
Good stuff, Joe. There's probably heaps more of them. We might look at a few more later on this year.
Absolutely.
If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. She's our dog expert. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean.